Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 14th to the 20th, 2012. The Welcome to Palestine campaign concluded in Bethlehem, and the Palestinian Prime Minister in Gaza called on Arab countries to severe relations with Israel. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. This week, Israeli soldiers used tear gas and chemical water to suppress protesters. IMEMC's Sarah Steele with the details.
The 2012 Welcome to Palestine campaign has been concluded with a conference held in the city of Bethlehem on Friday. The organisers of the campaign condemned Israel's denial of entry to more than 1,500 international visitors on Sunday, April the 15th, and promised to organise similar campaigns in the future. Based on the instructions of the Israeli Ministry of Interior, several airlines, including Lufthansa, Air France and Turkish Airlines, cancelled reservations of hundreds of visitors who were planning to land in Tel Aviv Airport to visit Bethlehem at the invitation of 25 local organisations and groups. Many of the visitors were prevented from boarding planes in their home countries. The Israeli authorities deployed 650 additional police officers to Tel Aviv Airport, preventing dozens of international visitors from entering Israel upon arrival if the intention to visit the occupied Palestinian territories was declared. Around 52 visitors refused to be deported and were subsequently detained and moved to the Givon detention facility. While campaign organisers said the visitors were all committed to non-violence and were coming to visit the occupied territories to work with Palestinians, Israel insists that the intention behind the campaign was to disrupt security and the normal life of Israelis. Israeli media sources reported a 40% error rate on the blacklist of names sent to all airlines, which Israel stated were not allowed to enter the country. The list included a French diplomat and his wife, along with businessmen and other regular tourists who were planning to visit the country not as part of the campaign. During the preparations for the campaign, Israeli military and intelligence officers broke into the house of one of the campaign coordinators and confiscated his personal laptop and phone. This is the second campaign named Welcome to Palestine, the first of which was in July 2011, when Israel denied entry to around 650 international visitors. In the village of Al-Nabi Salah in central West Bank, villagers and international and Israeli supporters tried to march towards land owned by local farmers, which has been taken by Israel for building of a settlement. Israeli soldiers stopped them at the village entrance and forced them back using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Three people were arrested, two internationals and one Palestinian journalist named as Bilal Tamimi. One person was injured in the abdomen when a high-velocity tear gas canister was fired at him. He was moved to the hospital in Ramallah for treatment and he remains in a critical condition. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas and chemical water into residents' homes. Many required treatment for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Nalein village, international and Israeli supporters joined villagers and marched up to the gate of the wall separating local farmers from their lands. Soldiers retaliated by firing tear gas at them, however no injuries were reported. In the nearby village of Bilain, also in the central West Bank, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers and their supporters before reaching the wall. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Kufa Kadum, in the northern West Bank, Israeli troops fired tear gas and sound bombs against farmers and their Israeli and international supporters as they protested against the Israeli wall on Friday. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, in the south of the West Bank, village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem marched against the annexation wall. Soldiers stopped the protests from leaving the village by using rifle butts and batons. For IMEMC News, this is Sarah Steele.
Deputy political leader for the Hamas party Musa Abu Marzouk said that any agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority will not sustain. Meanwhile, top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat handed over this week a letter to Israeli Prime Minister in which the Palestinian Authority outlines stances towards current settlement of the peace process. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh called on Arab countries that have peace treaties or connections with Israel to expel Israeli ambassadors from their soils. Haniyeh's call came in response to what he says continued Israeli settlement buildings and a transformation of the occupied Arab city of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority and Israel have not held peace talks since late 2008 amidst the PA's rejection to Israel's illegal settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands. Israel says any resumption of those peace talks should be unconditional and that Israel is ready to reach an agreement with the PA. Meanwhile, the PA says it could go back again to the United Nations for further actions against Israel. In September 2011, PA's leader Mahmoud Abbas asked the United Nations to recognize Palestine as a member state within the 1967 borders, on which Israel continues settlements building. At the internal Palestinian level, both Fatah Party of Palestine and President Mahmoud Abbas and the ruling Hamas Party in Gaza are yet to agree on implementation of a unity deal reached recently in the Qatari capital of Doha. Representatives of both sides have recently traded accusations for the delay in conciliation. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 57 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Two civilians were reported injured by those attacks as well. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has the story.
Israeli invasions in the West Bank were focused in the northern cities of Jenin and Nablus. Another invasion targeted Gaza City this week. Also this week, Sheikh Adnan Khadr, a leader of the Islamic Jihad, who went on hunger strike for 66 consecutive days, demanding an end to his illegal detention without charges or trial, was released by the Israeli prison authorities at midnight on Tuesday. Also Tuesday, Palestinians marked the Prisoners' Day, while political detainees in Israeli jails announced that the start of their protest till Israel ends the policy of administrative detention and ill-treatment of those prisoners. In the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, a woman was shot and wounded after Israeli soldiers opened a fire at farmers working their land in Khuza'a town east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The attack took place 1 kilometer away from the Israeli security fence that separates Gaza from the State of Israel. On Monday, Israeli soldiers also shot and wounded a Palestinian farmer in the same area, claiming that the farmer approached the security fence. Elsewhere this week on Wednesday, Israeli military bulldozers demolished several sheds and tents belonging to Al-Jahalim Bedouin tribe near Jerusalem City. Eyewitnesses reported that the army demolished 13 sheds and tents, leaving several families without shelter and without barns for their livestock. Staying in Jerusalem, this week Israeli soldiers and policemen displaced a family from their home in Beit Hanina area in East Jerusalem. The eviction came following a court order that granted Israeli settlers ownership of the property. The Israeli District Court in Jerusalem previously issued an eviction notice ordering the Palestinian family to evacuate the property, claiming that the land that the house is built on had belonged to a Jewish man since 1936. In the meantime, Israeli settlers have constructed this week 20 new homes on privately owned Palestinian land in the illegal outpost known as Ulbana in Beit El settlement near Ramallah City, Israeli sources reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Katsis and me, George Rishmawi.